It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
American Idol has hit a new low for ratings. American Idol and The Voice went head-to-head, airing on the same time, and The Voice led the ratings with 9.73 million viewers, while American Idol only had 6.05 million. This is a series low for the show, airing for both ABC and Fox.
All right, can we at least admit, because everybody wants to hate on Idol, can we at least admit that this song is a bop? Way better than the "This Is The Voice!"
I agree that the theme song music is better for American Idol, but the show, The Voice, is better than American Idol. American Idol is dead. No one watches that anymore, clearly, by the ratings. I've been saying that forever. Now we got the ratings to prove it. I'm never wrong, you guys. I'm never wrong with this stuff.
You sure you're never wrong? Like, never?
When it comes to predictions and conspiracy theories and stuff, I've been pretty dead on. Michael Jackson's accuser, Wade Robson, says it's not his concern whether people listen to the King of Pop's music. The celebrity choreographer said, "I don't have any moral authority to make a judgment for everyone else on listening to Jackson's music. I don't listen to his music because I have a personal experience with it, but that's everyone's individual choice." Robson claims that he was molested by Jackson over a seven-year period, starting in 1990, and those accusations were featured in the HBO documentary Leaving Neverland. Cardi B has landed her first movie role as a stripper in the upcoming film Hustlers. Cardi will appear alongside Constance Wu, Jennifer Lopez, Kiki Palmer, Lily Reinhart, and Julie Stiles, not to be confused with Julia Stiles. Hustlers is based off of an article published in The Cut titled "The Hustlers It Scores." The article and film is about a group of strippers who conned wealthy Wall Street workers for their money.
I wonder if she'll be naked in it.
I don't know. I don't know what the rating is.
But no, you know what's funny? I bet you she'll be incredible. Not like she's going to win an award, but...
Well, she was a stripper for years.
Well, I don't mean the stripping part. Oh. I mean, like, I bet just her being Cardi B, she's larger than life. Like, if she's just that personality.
I want to see this. It sounds interesting to me, and I'm obsessed with Constance Wu right now.
I don't know who Constance Wu is.
She was the lead girl in Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, okay.
The movie.
Now I know what you're talking about.
Woodstock 50 has revealed their full lineup for the anniversary event happening August 16th through the 18th. Since I was in high school, it's been my dream to go to Woodstock. Headliners for the show include Jay-Z, Chance the Rapper, Dead & Company, The Killers, The Black Keys, also Miley Cyrus, Halsey, The Lumineers, John Fogerty, Imagine Dragons, Janelle Monáe, Brandi Carlile, Sturgill Simpson, Margo Price, and more. They're also going to have artists who actually performed at the original Woodstock Festival in 1969, like David Crosby, Santana, Canned Heat, and Country Joe McDonald.
So you're saying you would go out and like do the camping in the mud and stuff? I can't see you doing that at Woodstock.
I don't want to do the camping part. If I could just go for a few hours and then be done and like go to a hotel, then I will go. That's why like Lollapalooza, which happens in Chicago, is my jam, or Hangout Fest, which happens in Gulf Shores, Alabama, is my jam, because those are two music festivals where you have to be gussied up. So that's what I like, because you get to stay at a hotel and it's very bougie. But then you have Bonnaroo, like we're giving away tickets all this week around 7:50, because that is something for people that do like to rough it and be in the mud and the rain and the field.
I just
couldn't
see you like diving into a pit of mud. I could see Liv doing that, like freeze.
I just have a fascination with the 60s and like the hippie life. That's why since I was in high school, I did. Like I would burn incense in my room. I had mushrooms posters hanging up. I was real weird in high school.
I did mudslides all the time at concerts that were outdoors. We always went to this like outdoor concert venue. And anytime it would rain, we literally would do like a running start and like slide down the hill on the lawn.
When?
In mud. But all during high school and college.
Wow. And Mark Hamill says he's good at keeping secrets in the world of Star Wars.
I'm in that really calming lull between the time after you make the movie and before it comes out. They don't want you to just say anything.
Right, yeah.
And I'm good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say on my Twitter account, people are constantly saying, "When's the trailer dropping?
Right.
What's the title?" Well, you know, I love driving the Disney executives crazy, because what are they going to do, fire me?
Yeah, right.
That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.